Keep the Aspidistra Flying, written by George Orwell, read by Roger May. 1. The clock struck 2:30. In their little office at the back of Mr. McKechnie's bookshop, Gordon Comstock, last member of the Comstock family, aged 29 and rather moth-eaten already, lounged across the table, pushing a 4-penny packet of player's weights open and shut with his thumb. The ding-dong of another remoter clock, from the Prince of Wales, the other side of the street, rippled the stagnant air. Gordon made an effort, sat upright, and stowed his packet of cigarettes away in his inside pocket. He was perishing for a smoke. However, there were only 4 cigarettes left. Today was Wednesday, and he had no money coming to him till Friday. It would be too bloody to be without tobacco tonight, as well as all tomorrow. Bored in advance by tomorrow's tobacco-less hours, he got up and moved towards the door. A small, frail figure, with delicate bones and fretful movements. His coat was out at elbow in the right sleeve, and its middle button was missing. His ready-made flannel trousers were stained and shapeless. Even from above...